Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today I just wanted to quickly go through two different verses and really focus on the fact that God wants us to talk to Him and that He hears us. So in Psalm 99, verses 6 and 7, it says, "They called on the Lord and He answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of the cloud." So this is when the Jews were wandering in the desert and God was going before them. And a number of the priests and leaders went to the cloud and talked to God. And He responded. He talked to him back. Then in Psalm 10, verse 17, it says, "You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry." So how many of us are afflicted? How many of us have family members that are? And at the end of the day, God hears us. He hears them. So let's go to God in prayer. Lord, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for hearing us. And thank you for loving us. You made us, you know us, you know our shortcomings, you know our strengths. But you made us to fellowship with you. You made us in your likeness so that your spirit could be in us. So Lord, I just lift up this time, I lift up this day, and I lift up this prayer to you and just pray, Holy Spirit, for you to guide it. I ask that you would hear us, and I know that you do. I'm so grateful. You hear the afflicted, you hear the concerns, you hear our cries. So Father, I just pray that you would hear our cries for our nation that is going through such difficult changes. We have so much crime and so much hate and anger. It's just running rampant. It's not what the United States used to be. We used to look to you. We used to try to be right, do good, be moral. And that's all changed. It really does seem that there's such an evil force at work in our land, in our leadership. Good men and women change when they go to Washington. Lord, I pray that you would cleanse that city, cleanse those men and women, remove them, remove the evil that's there, because it's there. Satan has made his home there. He's made his home in Hollywood. He's made his home in lots of places throughout this land. And I pray for your saints to lead a prayer revival this year, that we would be on our knees praying dutifully for this nation, for the repentance of this land, for your spirit to be emboldened and empowered throughout. Holy Father, Holy Spirit, go throughout this land and cleanse it of the evil and restore it to the place that it needs to be. I just pray, Father, for it to become the light on the hill that it once was. A light that shined your love. And Lord, I lift up our families too during this time. It's such a challenge and such a tough time for people. Our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews, our friends and families. People are just so stressed and so concerned, working multiple jobs, losing their homes, losing their jobs. I pray, Lord, and ask that you would be with them, guide them. Holy Father, I pray for your Spirit to go and comfort There's lots who are afflicted in multiple ways. There's some who are addicted to drugs, porn, alcohol, shopping. So many different things. I just pray, Father, for them to be freed. Freed by you, healed by you. May their bonds be broken. You are the chain breaker. Lord, I lift them up and I ask, Holy Spirit, for you to fill their hearts. Place your angels about them and protect them. Guide them. Put people in their lives who love you. I pray and I ask, I beg. Father God, may we be a light unto our families and our loved ones. But most importantly, may they know you and experience you in a very real way. And lastly, Lord, I lift up our relationship with you, that today we would do your will, that Holy Spirit, you would work through us, guide us, speak through us. May I not speak curse words. May I not get angry or dejected. Holy Father, I pray that I would be a good representative of yours on this earth today. I pray that I would love you with all my being, and that I would love my neighbors, which includes my co-workers, as myself. Holy Father, be with me, be with us. Bless this day, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.